KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 16 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Our forecast for today is calling for to be partly cloudy with a high around 39. Deputies in Montgomery County have made another drug-related arrest in Villisca. Authorities say 55-year-old Kirk Allen Black of Villisca was arrested Monday evening on two counts of delivery of methamphetamine following an incident in the 500 block of South 4th Avenue. Black was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $100,000 bond. Agents with the Iowa Department of Narcotics Enforcement assisted deputies in conducting the arrest. Monday's arrest comes on the heels of the arrest last Friday, also on drug charges of six other Villisca residents, some of whom face an additional charge of child endangerment. The sheriff's office reports also 20-year-old Cody Benjamin Carroll Johnson of Stanton was arrested Monday evening on a Montgomery County warrant for probation violation. Johnson was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $2,500 bond. Sexual assault charges have been dropped against a Western Iowa man who ran to succeed Joni Ernst in the Iowa Senate. Chuck Morris reports from Shenandoah.
The charges against 69-year-old Donald Brantz of Mineola were originally brought following an incident in Bellevue, Nebraska on October 10th when he was accused of inappropriately touching an adult victim and allegedly threatened to choke her. Brantz claimed from the arrest date that he was innocent of those charges. Brantz, a Libertarian candidate for Iowa's 23rd District Senate seat vacated by Joni Ernst, was charged back in October with sexual assault in the third degree assault, disturbing the peace, and interference with a public utility. Sarpy County District Court Judge Robert Wester dismissed all but the disturbing the peace charge against Brantz. Brantz, who pled no contest to that charge, will be sentenced on Friday, April 3rd.
And Iowa Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds is going on a statewide tour next month to highlight how women are positively impacting Iowa with the goal of setting up new networks of women who will mentor other women. Her stops include Atlantic.
The movement is important for Iowa's economic vitality, and now more than ever, we have an opportunity to continue our unparalleled growth by unlocking the potential of all of our talents. And this is particularly true for women-owned business leaders, women in leadership, women on corporate boards, and women in elected office.
Reynolds, however, says this tour is not the first step of her own 2018 campaign for governor.
Well, we just had an election. We've got 2016 before that, so we got to take a look at, you know, having somebody lead this nation in 2016.
Reynolds was first elected as lieutenant governor in 2010 and won re-election as Governor Terry Branstad's running mate in 2014. She said she travels with Branstad often, but has pursued other projects on her own, like boosting science, technology, math, and education, and leading international trade missions. The Lieutenant Governor's tour in March coincides with National Women's History Month, and Reynolds said she hopes to connect the dots with women leaders all across the state who have incredible talent.
When we get into a discussion, it is not unlikely before we end the discussion that I am saying to them, have you ever considered running for office? We need individuals like you that are engaged and inspired and, you know, have a passion to make a difference.
The Lieutenant Governor plans to highlight the stories of successful women she meets on the tour by tweeting about it. In other news, police in Atlantic said Monday that a Villisca woman was arrested Saturday on a charge of OWI first offense. 32-year-old Bobby Ostris was booked into the Cass County Jail. And an accident Friday night in Atlantic caused $7,000 damage, but no one was hurt. Officials say Jalen Farmer of Anita was cited for failure to maintain control after her vehicle rear-ended another that was stopped ahead of her. The accident happened just after 10 p.m. Friday at 7th and Poplar Streets. Authorities say a car driven by Amanda Oliver of Adair was behind eastbound traffic in front of her that was stopped for a red light when the accident occurred. In the funeral announcements, Phyllis Callender, age 90 of Manning, died early Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Phyllis Callender will be today at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. M. Jeannie Christensen, age 80 of Harlan, died Friday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Jeannie Christensen will be today at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dolores Simpson, age 78 of Coon Rapids, died Friday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. A massive Christian burial service for Dolores Simpson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Teresa Jansen Benning, age 61, of Avoca, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Teresa Jansen Benning will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Dr. John Warish, age 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Dr. John Warish will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Austin Dean Ayers, age 24, of Adair, died Saturday. Memorial services for Austin Ayers will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Casey United Methodist Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Charlotte Lottie McDermott, age 91, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial service for Lottie McDermott will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ethelyn Rhodes, age 98, of Irvine, California, and formerly of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Ethelyn Rhodes will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Gary Holloway, age 70, of Kirkman, died September 15th. Funeral services for Gary Holloway will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Marjorie Beth Hetrick, age 82, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. A private family interment of cremains for Marjorie Hetrick will be held at a later date at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.